nothing to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trying.
Broadcasting live from Studio E here down here in Central Florida, I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is March 19th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news. It's being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. The time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles, for provocative insight, and share what you have learned. Don't keep it to yourself. RepublicBroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our phone line call-in number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I skipped last Sunday having some health issues. I think I pretty much reiterated or talked about that on the following day. Monday's the National Intel Report. I'm not certain of this. I'm going to be seen by a doctor here. And I've taken some steps right now on my own before I get in. Right now it's kind of a sad situation down here. I'm just going to go through the ER. What the heck? I'm not going to wait for a doctor's opening up a schedule here. I'm just going to have to go through the ER and be checked out, but I'm pretty certain that I might have, it looks symptomology-wise, it looks like I have myocarditis, and I am not my active self. So I'm pacing myself, taking it a little bit easy here, anti-inflammatories, baby aspirin, of course, all that other good stuff. And we'll get some x-rays, get an echo of my heart, and see what the heck happened. Evidently, it's viral, probably one of those Fauci gain-of-function things. I don't know. I picked up somewhere from who? I do not know. Well, maybe it was chemtrail sprayed. I don't know. I don't know anybody who's got the symptoms that I have right now. Been receiving a lot of emails from listeners, RBN listeners, and I want to thank you for those prayers. Thank you, my extended family, RBN family. Thank you very much. Carol Asher, thank you very much. We love you. You picked up my spirits. You picked up my spirits with your comments. I appreciate that. And I truly do mean that when I talk about RBN family here. I've been, 5 years, coming up on 6 years, and November I'll be 6 years here. Starting off in California, of course, working with John and Ron McDonald on the National Intel Report, and then later on getting my own slot. And I do appreciate that. This family, the RBN family, I truly mean it when I say it, the RBN family. It really means a lot to me. You really do. You touch me. And I don't want to get all emotional here and teary-eyed, but I really do mean that. I get a lot of nice emails. I get emails of care and concern. Steve, we worry about you. Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to pull through this. I'll be fine. I'll get it all back. I just have no understanding. I've been taking care of myself for a long, long time, and I've never, ever had a problem. I never did drugs. Never did drugs. I was always an athlete, taking care of myself, healthy. And then suddenly something happened here in the last month and a half. Something happened. I don't know what it is. And I didn't have the symptomology. I didn't have a fever. Oh, my God, a raging high fever. I didn't have these things. I had some symptoms, but nothing major. And I jumped right on my protocols for my sinus irrigation, my nebulizing. But it was more than that. It dug a little deeper. It went down to the heart issue here. So I'll keep you posted on that. And again, thank you for your prayers. I had an interesting visit the other day. The police came to my house. Police came to my home the other day. I think it was on Friday. I looked out. I'm always looking out my window just to see who was out there. And plus, I'm looking at the work that needs to be done. I've got leaves to rake. Yes, I know it's March, but our fall's a little bit different down here. And I've got some leaves to rake up. But I thank God I've got this nice sweeper, the hook on the back of my tractor, and just go back and forth and pull the lever and dump it somewhere here. And that's what I'm going to be doing here. Not going to physically rake it up. But I looked out and I saw a police truck right across from my inverted flag. And I watched him. I studied this guy. I thought maybe he was just pulling over. What an odd place to be pulling over. But he pulled over directly across from my inverted flag. He was in this green area there, not my property, but somebody else's. And just sitting there, and I watched him. And then he gets out of his vehicle and he walks over to my flag, and then he just stands there looking at it for a moment, and then he looks up to my home, wondering, I wonder if somebody's home. And then I saw him making his way up my driveway and anticipating trouble here over my flag being presented inverted, a nation in distress. I quickly packed up my Yakkers. How many times have we heard about dogs getting shot by police officers? I said, as soon as that doorbell rings, they'll start yapping, and I'll open the door, and they'll probably go for his ankles, and I don't want to be on the news for, in a bad way, what would happen if they shot my dogs. So I pick up my yappers. I bring him out to the back. I put him in the Florida room, lock him up. I go back. He's still pushing the button, the officer to ringing button there. So I open the door. He steps back a ways. I guess that's the new thing. They're worried about everybody pulling a gun and shooting him. And I guess I can't blame him. And the first thing came out of my mouth was, "Hello, officer. May I help you?" And so he said, "Well, your flag is inverted, indicating distress." I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "A neighbor down the street was concerned that you might be in distress." Well, that's interesting, because the flag has been inverted since Thanksgiving Day, this one. By the way, I have another one on my patio, on my porch, just outside my front door here. Another inverted flag. But he must be thinking, this guy, an inverted flag down by the road here, letting everybody know he's angry about what's going on, just a nation in distress. And he's got one by his porch. Boy, this guy's serious. I mean, maybe he's a wacko. Maybe he's one of those patriot domestic terrorists. I don't know. So I said, "Yeah." He said, "A neighbor down the street worried he might be in distress." And, no, I don't think so. This was a tactic to have law enforcement come to my home to put a little fear into me, which is pretty hard to do, intimidate me to take down my flag because somebody didn't like it. Now, overall, I've had a lot of people come by, honk and thumbs up. Yes, yes, we are a nation in distress. We get it. I got it. I only had one person drive by my property on a motorcycle, a chopper, a Harley, one of these badass Harley riders here. Screams at me, calls me a traitor. I thought, why don't you just turn back around and come back up here? Why don't you come back up here? I want to see how smart you really are. Do you understand what this means? This is not, I hate my government. I don't like my government. You're right there. I love my country. I don't trust my government. The government has lost my trust, as most of it will say. We've lost faith in our government. Our government is no longer a government. Our government is more like an empire. So this coward who flies by my driveway here screaming at me, something unpatriotic, traitor is what he said, traitor. I'm a traitor to my country. No, I'm not. I love my country. And I spoke these words to the officer Cortez. I said, "You know, I've had great response to this, and I put it out there for a reason. I don't know how many people actually understand what an inverted flag means, but I'm sure they drove by and go, you know, that's kind of different. I'll have to look that up. You know, some little homework on your own side here, your own end, to look it up. What does it mean? And he actually knew. He says, I did know it was distress, a nation in distress. I said, well, would you agree? And he goes, I couldn't agree more. He said, you're free to fly your flag any way you want. There's no crime here. I said, you're absolutely correct. I was thinking that, you know, some officers would have come to my house and they would have pulled that, you know, what you're doing here is illegal. My response would have been, please show me the statute that a crime is being committed right here. And they can't. I'd say, no, show me the statute. I'm violating here. Show me where I'm breaking the law. They can't do that. I'm not quickly intimidated by the badge. Respect the badge, but I'm not intimidated by it. I was willing to, if this officer was one of those officers, he was a young guy, probably in his late 20s, early 30s. If this was one of those officers, one of those badasses that came from Iraq and Afghanistan, and he was going to throw his weight around and you're going to take it down or else you're going to jail, I said, well, let's go to jail. I don't frighten easy. I stand by what I believe in. I'm willing to defend that. And I still am. I will. I'm always going to be there to be in the fight. I'm not going to give in to these evil Nazis that are out here imposing their will on us. It's not going to happen. So I won't be bullied. The flag is going to stay up. I'm not going to take it down at nighttime. You know, I could have one of these Biden people come on my property at night and steal the flag if they want to. And if that happens, guess what? I'm going to put another one up. You're not going to defeat me on this. Now, if I went to jail on this issue here, I told my wife when we would drive by the jail not too often, I said, hey, there it is. If you're going to pick me up, this is where you have to go in case it ever happens, because it's probably going to happen. Like I said, I don't back down. So I would ask the judge, if I'm pulled up before the judge, and of course they're saying there's some kind of violation with hanging your flag upside down, it's inverted. I would simply point out the facts. We are a nation in distress. Do you not agree? Do you not agree this country is in some serious, serious trouble? Open borders. We're about ready to get into a World War III as a proxy war against Russia through Ukraine. $200 billion plus more going to Ukraine. F-16 fighters and tanks and everything you can think of going to Ukraine. Why we don't have enough in our own arsenal to protect ourselves if something ever did happen. Our oil reserves being depleted, our strategic oil reserves being depleted, our inflation out of control, a push to defund law enforcement. I'm talking all these things to this law enforcement officer, you know, a push to defund you people. Amazing. He got it. He understood all the way. But I would have to say to this judge, if, you know, trying to impose his will on me, again, not to being able to pull out a statue where I'm in violation by hanging my flag upside down, inverted, I would have to say to him, so wait a minute here, let me get this right here. It's okay to burn an American flag, which you can burn one if you want to burn an American flag. It's not illegal, believe it or not. It's protected under your First Amendment rights. It's free speech. But then why would inverting a flag showing a nation in distress, why would that be illegal if burning a flag is not illegal? I would love to see a judge look at me and say, "What?" Probably say contempt, and probably shut up right away if he's one of those kind of judges. But I'm not going to shut up. I'm right. I'm absolutely right on this issue here. So we had about a 20-minute conversation, this officer and I, young guy, and I wished him good luck and health and safety on his travels as he left my place. But he said, I had to follow this up because some neighbor made a call. People coming up and down my street all the time looking over. One today stopped and just studied it a little bit. I don't think they understood what the inverted flag means. So I gave him information for RBN. He actually pulled it up on his phone. He said, this is pretty neat. This is a nice website. So congratulations to Michael. He's not listening tonight, but we'll pass it on him tomorrow. But he looked up the website. He said, a lot of articles here. I said, yeah, a lot of these articles I post. Some of them I do. Sometimes they come from listeners. They come from other hosts. Some very good information here. And information you're not going to find in the mainstream media. If you're sick and tired of the mainstream media lying to you, well, then maybe it's time to look elsewhere for your information. And that's where we come in. As we say, because you can handle the truth. You can handle the truth. We're going to. Nothing's really off limits at RBN, really isn't. I mean, we try to stay within legal boundaries of watching our language, and I know I've been guilty a couple times here and there of blowing my lid in anger, but I'm a human person. I get angry. I love this country. I love children. I'm trying to protect children to stop the COVID-19 shots. I'm doing my best to stop these evil people from the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and other agencies here who are still pushing this COVID-19 narrative that you must take the shot even though it doesn't work. So I work very hard at that. I take it very personal. I love all children. I don't care what color you are, race. I don't care anything about that stuff. I just love kids, and I believe they deserve a better future, and they're not going to have the future if we don't stop these people, because they've actually started to put it into the schedule for the childhood immunizations for school. And this is some serious, serious stuff. Gene mutating, experimental. We are going to see a heavy death toll. We're seeing it all the time anyway. I'll talk about that a little later in the show. More young people, an MIT professor, math professor, dies, drops dead at 29 years old. He should have been healthy. Yeah, he was healthy, playing basketball, and suddenly just drops dead. A footballer in South Africa, the same thing happened there. So I made my the understanding. I was very nice, very kind. I think John Stadmiller and I were talking about this before, that when an officer approaches you, don't be belligerent, don't be, you know, just be kind, nice, courteous. And I did exactly what I did. And it all went really well. Now, there may be another police officer that may come again, and it may not be Officer Cortez next time, and maybe I'll get the bad cop this time. I don't know. But it's not going to change, because I'm going to continue with the same thing I spoke to the first officer. I would tell the second officer the same thing. And if he insists taking down the flag, it's not going to happen, so I'll go to jail. So I might miss a Sunday. I might miss a Monday until I get out. But the charges will never stick, because they have no violation against me for what I'm doing right now. It's a statement. It is a political statement. It's my personal statement of how I feel about this country and how I am very concerned. And so I think it's having an impact. I'm going to continue to do it. I've encouraged other people to do it. My best friend in Indiana, one of my nursing buddies, you know, he says, I'd like to see more of those. I said, well, then be the first in your neighborhood. Be the first in your neighborhood to have an inverted flag at your house. And then people will stop and say, what's that all about? This is how we get our movement to grow. It grows because we are verbal. Like I said earlier on, silence is implied consent. I'm not happy about anything coming out of Washington. It's a mess. It is an absolute mess. And now on top of that, we have bank failures, banks collapsing. Starting off with the Silicon Valley Bank, one bank, you got a bank run, and then you got four more behind it. So a total of five banks so far are in serious trouble, closing their doors or collapse. I would say that is a nation in distress, wouldn't you? We'll be right back.
Do Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
France there. France having a revolt against President Emmanuel Macron there. The economy is tanking there. I think it's going to be, we're going to see the economy tanking all over the country, all over the world. So evidently Macron is trying to conserve or reserve what little capital is left by pushing to raise the age to retire from 62 to 64. I expect that to happen here also. I'm sure they're going to push it up to 70, probably. The money for the pensions, the pension funds, is not there. The money for the pension funds is not there. Where did it go? I don't know. Need an audit, I guess. A forensic audit to find out where the pension fund money went. It went to something else. There's not enough there. So they're going to definitely push the retirement age from 62 to 64. And the people there are not happy. The streets aren't rioting and tearing anything up, but they're definitely unhappy with the situation here. Again, we had our own little situation here Saturday at the Patriot March in Washington, D.C. to protest and stop the aid going to Ukraine. I'm right there with you. I wish you were closer by. To nip Washington's proxy war on Russia using Ukraine. Geez, 200 billion plus fighter jets, F-16s, tanks, you name it, bullets, everything you think of going that way and depleting your own stuff. If you understand anything about military hardware, the tanks and the jets itself, I was in the military 4 years. I'll tell you, it took a long time to learn my aircraft. I went to a tech school, and I'm sure flight school is a lot longer than my tech school. These F-16s, F-15s are very complicated, a lot of computer gadgets. They're worth, what, $50 million a piece, I believe they are. So to hand over F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine to say, here they are, is not going to save your skin. You have to have people to fly those jets, and they have to be trained, and it takes a lot of time to learn how to fly an F-16 and an F-15. It takes a lot of time. Remember the old Top Gun, the flight school? Yeah, it takes a long time to actually be expertise, pretty much expertise so much in flying these high-tech jets. And the same comes with the tanks. You just can't get in one and drive it like a, down the road, like a car. It just doesn't work that way. So what I'm saying basically is the idea of handing over F-16 jets, F-15 jets, and tanks to Ukraine is our entry into this war, this proxy war against Russia. Because we'll be sending our own fighters, we'll be sending our own people to man those tanks, to fly those jets. That's the United States. That's military. Now, we already have some mercs on the ground there already. I'm sure of that. We have mercenaries out there doing what they do, kill, with no remorse. They could care less. Snipers. I hate them. Pretty cowardly, I think. Snipers, cowardly. And so we are getting closer and closer to a World War III. Very, very scary. And I'm going to play some clips tomorrow night on the National Intel Report from Colonel Douglas McGregor, who I hold in high regard as far as information, what's the truth, what's coming out of Ukraine. This guy seems to be on top of it. He really knows what's going on. I'm going to play some clips from him telling you really what's going on here. And it's going very bad for Ukraine. Very, very, very bad. I mean, we should already be able to pick that out when you think about it. Zelensky bringing in 16-year-old boys into the military, drafting them, say you're going to fight for this country. 16-year-old boys. I look around here and I see 16-year-old boys with pimples on their face. You know, they're not mature at all. And to think in their country, probably the same. A 16-year-old boy is not mature enough to put a gun in his hand to say, now you're going to fight for your country. I don't know how to work this gun. You'll figure it out. If you don't, you're dead. But you died the good fight here. And we appreciate you sacrificing your life. But that's pretty sad if you think about it. If you got to reach down far enough to bring up 16-year-old young boys to be in your military, I got to say your forces are not where they should be. You're getting pummeled. You're getting killed. This is not going well for you. I fully expect Vladimir Putin to kind of ramp things up here after it dries up a little bit. Evidently, they have a big mud thing out there. They call it the black mud. And evidently, it's wet and nasty. And you can't make a whole lot of traction going through the mud. So as soon as it starts to dry up a little bit, I'm pretty sure he's going to escalate here and drive forward and try to nip this in the bud. We're over a year now. February 24th was a year. And I think he's moved slowly because he did not want to carry out this war in the same fashion as the United States. The shock and awe, blowing the hell out of everything and caring less, just not caring about life at all. Just whoever gets in the way, you get killed, that's too bad. I don't think Putin feels that way, and I think that's why he's moved a lot slower. We'll talk more about that in the hour here, but I want to hear what you got to say too. 512-248-8252. Are you as concerned as I am? I hope so.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Jazz music, I don't know what I'd do. Our bumper tonight, compliments from Saxman Richard Elliott from his 1997 release called Jumping Off here. It's a great CD. You want to chill you out, you want to just put your worries behind you, it's a CD definitely to play. Monday is going to be a pretty big day in France. Monday is a huge day in France. A large push from the citizens to remove Emmanuel Macron and his entire cabinet. His entire cabinet. They think they've had enough of this guy. Good luck. We here in America are saluting you. I can only hope there will be a domino effect here in this country, and not just a lot of people who are still too comfortable and not willing to stand up to the corruption here. France, great opportunity here. Maybe you could be the catalyst for the rest of this country, our country here and other countries, to finally say we've had enough of the corruption here. You've been stealing our money. Where's our money? You stole it. Where is it? It's time to call a spade here. And good luck to you guys on Monday and removing Emmanuel Macron and his cabinet, his entire cabinet. That tells you how bad this thing really runs deep, the corruption. Again, Saturday was the Patriot March on Washington to protest and stop the aid going to Ukraine to nip this Washington's proxy war against Russia using Ukraine. A very small turnout. I expected that. A very small turnout. A few hundred people, I think it was. I do believe the January 6th investigation has attacked future participation to any protests, marches that are coming up in the future, and that is a shame. That is a shame. That was also the purpose. They had many purposes of the January 6th, that whole staged event, other than disqualifying Donald Trump for 2024. It also was to label anybody who protested, and you have the right to protest, peacefully protest a grievance against the government. And that's exactly what that was, a stolen election. So we're going to peacefully assemble our grievances against the United States government here on this stolen election. You have the right to do that, but not now, because people are all scared. I don't want to be in jail. I don't want them to throw me in jail. I don't want the FBI taking pictures of me and showing up at my house and questioning me and ruining my job and maybe getting me fired. These are all tactics of Nazis, a communist country, exactly what's happening here. We don't have a government. We have an empire. And these people are behaving, acting just like communists. Just like communists, using intimidation and threats to get what they want, to silence you. Well, it's not going to work against me. It's not going to work against me. I've been in the anti-war movement since the early 90s. It started with the Gulf War, actually. And I have never let up. I've gone to anti-war protests where there were thousands and thousands, 15,000, 20,000. And it's dwindled down, unfortunately. And I'm sure it's going to get less and less because of this intimidation factor from the government here. But when it will pick up is when your sons and your daughters are voluntarily taken from you through a draft to say we need foot soldiers here. And we're looking now for 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, whatever. And we're lowering the bar here to bring in more boots on the ground here in the military. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, there was an Epoch Times article. It's talking about the ages between 17 and 24. 17 and 24, they found that age group to be unfit to serve in the military. 77%. They actually rounded it up and went to 80%. They actually said near 80%, but it actually turned out to be 77% of candidates in that category. I don't know. I assume it meant females also, but maybe it's just male. It didn't say. Between the ages of 17 and 24, were unfit to serve the military, either through obesity, health issues, or having a criminal drug background. Well, we know that they've dropped the bar. They lowered the bar on requirements here, the standards. And it started way back with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I mean, that was the beginning of lowering the bar right there. Don't ask, don't tell. Well, it used to be there was they were very strict about that. You know, they didn't want homosexuals in the military. They didn't trust them. They didn't trust them. I thought they'd sell out because of the behavior. They would sell out secrets to the enemy, therefore, or it could be used against them in blackmail. But that all changed. That all changed under Bill Clinton. So it'll be interesting. We don't have enough soldiers going in. They're getting out. They're getting kicked out. Either they didn't take the shots or for other reasons they realize that what GI really stands for is government issue, and they don't want to be property of the government. And maybe they've wised up a little bit to say, what am I really fighting for anyway? Why do we have I think it's 780 bases around the globe. Why do we do that? That's an empire. That's not government. That's imposing your will and trying to control economies and stealing resources, whatever, putting influence here and there, missile bases here and there to intimidate somebody else. It's not a government. It's an empire. That's how an empire behaves. So young people are finally wising up, saying, I don't want to go in the military. I don't want to be property. I don't want to die for what? What am I dying for? I certainly don't want to go to Ukraine and die for Ukraine's borders when my borders are wide open. That makes no sense. I don't know what they're going to do to fix their recruitment problem. They have a problem getting military people in. I know they're going to go AI, artificial intelligence, and drones and all that other stuff, but they certainly need enough people on the ground for a land invasion to win a war. You have to win on the ground. You can't just win in the air. You got to win on the ground also. I don't think they have the people. And now we don't have the resources because we've pretty much depleted our own arsenal here. Very, very bad situation we're in here. Let's just hope, I think that's part of the goal. I think it's part of the plan. Maybe it'll be the diversion story from the entire economic collapse here that we're engaged in a war, a shooting battle with Russia. But that's clearly a war we can't win. We cannot win that war. China and Russia together, maybe even factor in North Korea, will win, flat out. We cannot defeat these three. It's not going to happen. So we'll see what happens there. Disappointing. A small turnout in Washington, very, very disappointing. But maybe in the future, as more and more sacrifice is seen, more children are taken from their families here and put in uniform, then the parents maybe they'll finally stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. This is how America solves their problems? War? Is that, what's it good for? Right? Right. Just like the song. Well, let's move on here to an interesting title I saw the other day. Trump expects to be arrested on Tuesday. I don't know why Tuesday. And the Department of Justice are going to arrest him, supposedly. He even says they're going to arrest me. Tipped off, I guess, for paying hush money to Stormy Daniels. That was before the 2016 presidential election. To me, I think that's kind of a personal matter. I think it was a sleazy matter. And I know he's denied this and that, but come on. Donald Trump, not thinking with the big head, made a stupid choice. It's even a dumber choice when you think about it. When you look what you have at home, and a very attractive wife at home. Yeah, he does. And you go out on, you want to be with a porno star? Stupid. But this is the mentality, the thinking of men who have a lot of money. They must own everything. They must experience everything. They can buy anything they want. Pretty much they can. They can buy whatever they want. They can buy people off. But still, I think it's a personal matter, and I don't really care. But let's not forget Bill Clinton paying off Paula Jones $850,000. Hush money, by the way. That was hush money. To kill a story about him being a sexual predator, using his position. A clear double standard here. But there you go. Here we go again. We got to find a way to disqualify Donald Trump for 2024. The January 6th investigation committee failed. It failed miserably. And thank God that Elon Musk and the Twitter files had revealed so much information about social media being bought off and the mainstream media being bought off to go against Donald Trump and put out a lot of propaganda stories. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate that. But the January 6th committee failed miserably. They could not make their case of Donald Trump inciting an insurrection. They could not do it. They don't have it. You can twist words all you want, but when you have the audio proof, Audio proof right there says it. Make your way up to the Capitol peacefully and make your voices be heard. There you go. That's all it was. And now that the 41,000 or 44,000 hours of video have been turned over by our Speaker of the House, McCarthy, to Tucker Carlson, I think that pissed off a lot of people because it only went to Fox. It didn't go anywhere else. But McCarthy knows that the best that they have in telling the truth comes from Fox. You certainly can't trust MSNBC. You can't trust CBS, ABC, or any of the others. Certainly not CNN, the Communist News Network. So he felt it might be best in his hands. And so he showed us the video footage. He showed us everything that basically exonerated the January 6th defendants that are in jail right now, sitting in jail, some of them being sentenced already. The Q shaman here walking through the Capitol, being led through the Capitol, officers everywhere, nobody grabbing him, nobody put handcuffs on him, being given the tour, actually. So everything we were told about that revolt was not the truth. It was not the truth. And thank God the video shows us that. So they failed miserably. I can't remember. Did they spend $30 million on this kangaroo court investigation to trap Donald Trump into something? We got to find something to disqualify Donald Trump for 2024. Well, here we go again. Let's see what happens with the Stormy Daniels thing. Again, you got a clear double standard here between the Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. These are personal matters, as far as I'm concerned. But they're going to try to make something out of this to disqualify him. If they are unsuccessful to disqualify Donald Trump, they will probably assassinate him. They will kill him. I think that's my vision of what's going to happen to Donald Trump. If they cannot stop him for 2024, they will kill him, assassinate him, set him up. You remember, they still got the system in place here, the corruption all built in place. You got Smartmatic, you got Dominion. Everything is still in place to steal the election. Would they be bold enough to do it again? Yeah, I think they would. I think they would. They did it for the midterms. I don't see them stopping. There wasn't nothing really came out of all the legal challenges here to the election fraud. Nothing really happened like we wanted because they had the judges in place to pretty much turn them back. These Obama judges that were put in place, just perfect timing in these key areas where Biden lost, Trump won. But it's a conspiracy theory, it's just a conspiracy theory. But we'll see what happens Tuesday, if he gets arrested or not. This is a most amazing thing. I've never seen a Congress work so hard to bring down a guy. I've never seen this personal vendetta ever to take down somebody. They hate this man so much. That's one of the reasons why I don't think he'd be successful, even if he got in. It's because he still has so many people hating him, and probably even more than before. So he's still got the media hating him. He's still got rhinos. He still has all these people hating him. He wants to get in there. He wants to do well by the American people. He wants to serve the American people, and he can't serve because he's continuously fighting a battle against all those people that hate him. It's a tough job. I mean, you think most people would say, I'll throw in the towel, and I'll say, that's it. I can't beat these people. There's too many evil people. Got to fire everybody, basically, and start over, which he should have done. If he had done that, maybe he wouldn't have been in the predicament that he was in. Impeachment number one, impeachment number two, lawsuits. Russian stooge, Russiagate, P-gate, Pizzagate, everything. He did not treat the Oval Office, the corporation, I want to call this the corporation, the same as he treated his own personal corporations where people watched on a weekend there and you're fired because you weren't a producer. You know, keeping holdovers from another party was a stupid mistake. I don't know why he didn't know that. Politics, it's an ugly animal. Let's go to the phones here. I think we got a call. Yeah, we do. Chance in West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello, Steve. So let me get this straight now. They're going to arrest Trump on Tuesday. What's the matter? Tomorrow's the first day of spring. It's a holiday for the federales. Is that it? What a bunch of horse crap this is. And I suppose
I thought the 21st. I thought the 21st is the first day of spring. Is it 20th or 21st?
I think it's tomorrow. I don't know. But the point is this. Are these dumbass retard Trumps that's going to go out and protest? They didn't learn anything. Are they going to march in and protest? They didn't learn anything about January 6th, I suppose. How Trump left them flapping in the breeze. See what I mean? This is why I hate stupid people. This is why I don't even associate with these kind of people, because they're dumb. I've got a severe allergic reaction to dumb.
Well, I agree with you. I have a very low tolerance, low threshold for stupidity. By the way, do you know a lot of Democrats? Because I don't know any. I don't really know Democrats. Do you know a lot of Democrats?
I don't bother with Democrats or Republicans. As far as I'm concerned, they're both full of shit. I don't like.
They're both corrupted. But do you know Democrats? Do you know anybody who's a Democrat?
Do you think I would talk or even associate with a communist? I mean, let's be serious. It's bad enough.
The only reason I'm asking that is because if I met a Democrat, and I have not met any Democrats, but if I met a Democrat, I would ask him a couple of questions. What's keeping you in the party?
Well, listen,
why are
Steve,
you loyal to the party? Tell me, what does this party do for you? What keeps you in this party?
Well, look,
the
Steve,
party of
Steve.
Low standards, anything goes. What keeps you in this party?
It's hard enough to be around dumbass Republicans, much less communist Democrats. I mean, let's face it. But here, my point is this. What, do they make appointments now for arrest? Is that what they do? You have an appointment on Tuesday to be arrested? Please be on time? I mean, this is such bullshit. This is such bullshit. But you know what? These Trumpsters will be out there. Trump. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, all their asses can get arrested. Because if they're that dumb, after seeing January 6th, 500 people getting locked up and thrown away and thrown in there and threw away the key, if they're that dumb, I say screw them.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I came to the conclusion, the MAGA movement, let's talk about the MAGA movement here, Make America Great Again. A great slogan, but when you start to see these people that are followers of Donald Trump accept about anything he does, they can never come out and condemn him for doing something really stupid and idiotic, like when he attacked our Florida governor down here, Ron DeSantis, and insisted he was a pedophile because he wanted to ruin his chances.
That's a shame what he did.
It was disgusting. It was a move that Democrats had done. And I didn't think he would actually go that low, but he did.
This is why I don't like him neither. This is a man who's divisive. You know, stupid is one thing, but being divisive, it shines through. It shines through like a beacon. I said, what is this man doing? I mean, this is why people who still have faith in this clown don't seem to realize that when he throws you under the bus, he'll be eating kosher food with his buddies. I mean, how stupid can people be?
Well, I've made it my opinion on this situation. I said a while back, and this is months ago, before he actually started attacking Ron DeSantis here, he's done a great job pushing you back against Biden policies. Anything Biden?
A fellow Republican, mind you, too, supposedly. See what a jackass he is?
Hold on a second. That if Trump ever got back in office, let's say he could attack the deep state. Let's say he could. Let's say he could bring them to their knees a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
And we get some justice and actually the government work for the American people. be nice to have a number two man, a sharp number two man to take over. I do 4 years.
I did my second term.
And then he would do another 4 years, another 4 years. So you could have possibly had 12 years of conservative politics policies in your White House here, maybe to fix some of these problems. It was just an idea, not that it could actually happen, but it's not a bad theory. But he shot himself in the foot on that by attacking Governor Ron DeSantis. What a stupid thing to do.
Of course, stupid. Let me tell you something, too. Remember, Hillary, lock her up. Lock her up. And then all of a sudden, oh, she's been through enough. When I heard that, I knew he was full of shit. And I knew. I can't understand these people following. I don't know if they're retarded. I think they're retarded. I really do.
It's kind of, the MAGA movement is kind of turning into a cult. I mean, when you start to accept everything and you never speak out and say, hey, wait a minute here. I didn't hear anybody come out and say, hey, Don, watch what you're saying here. You're shooting this guy here in Florida. He's done a great job pushing you back against Biden politics. What are you doing? That's a stupid thing to do. And when you can't call them out and you continue to go along and follow him and praise him, he's a great guy, and you can't call out his weaknesses and his faults, it starts to look like MAGA starts to look like a cult. You accept everything he does, and I don't like that.
Steve, I don't blame the these politicians for this. I blame these jack-off people who believe them. That's who I blame, because there's no reason for stupidity, especially in this day and age when everything's being thrown at people, and they still can't see what's being thrown at them. Yeah. I find them very dangerous to talk to be around, to even look at. That, I'm afraid it'll rub off on me. But take care now.
All right. Appreciate it, Chance. Chance, in the future, kind of watch the language a little bit. I know we got a little off track here sometimes. I know I get angry, too, and I've done the same thing. I just kind of, minimize, try not to go that far. Let's go back to the phones here and see if we get one more call coming in here before we head to the second hour here. Let's talk to Misty in Kansas. Hey, Misty.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yeah, I think there's something going on. A lot of people are getting just a really bad flu, lungs, whatever. I understand you didn't take the shot.
No.
Right. But something is definitely going on.
Yeah.
And now I want to switch modes. The gentleman who called in, I agree with him. People still believe in this left-right paradigm.
Yeah, yeah.
Two wings on one bird, they all
Yep. Misty, hold that thought. We'll come back in the second hour. Stay tuned.
Sure enough.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.